Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning, man. We're going to get to it. I don't know what that is yet, but it's something. But this is too. Mr. Morale, the Big Steppers, Tana Leone. It's one of them ones off the album. Straight energy. Straight energy. Let's go. Lord never loses. I think the phones is working. We back, baby.
People get taken over by this pain body because this energy field that almost has a life of its own, it needs to periodically feed on more unhappiness.
Toxicity. Feeding on more unhappiness. It needs it. It needs it. It needs it. It's what the negativity feeds on, man. It's a monster. Don't fall for the traps, people. It's easy. I woke up this morning like, yo, I'm tired. I don't like nobody. But I said to myself, no. Self, don't you dare go in with the family.
Thank you.
There you go.
Being negative.
Thank you.
So if I start to backslide, y'all gotta call me on it. You know what I mean?
This is growth.
Yeah, I like this, Ebro.
I always do this. I do it every day. I go into our show. I go in. I'm saying I go in. I get here with the intention of our show being a place for laughter.
Okay.
First, family, togetherness, energy and upliftment, and good times. Unfortunately, I also feel it is my job and our job to not ignore the BS going on, which that's when we start to slide. Well, at least I do. Rosenberg's always good for other news that's so not so heavy.
Yeah, I'm good for that.
You know what I mean? And Laura's good for, well, Ebro, you know what I'm saying? That's why y'all here. That's why y'all here, B.
I like to reel you in, but every now and then I'll bring something really emotional. I'll be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but that's just good. That's just good. Like, your emotional is just like a good, what is that? Emotional cleansing. Like, it's usually tears and crying, which I think is healthy. Which is healthy. That's not anger, though. That's not like, you know, straight negative. Sometimes it's just like, sad tears, a sad story, an overcoming triumph. Laura loves a triumphant story to share.
I love a triumph story.
Oh, man, she loves it. Cry up.
Speaking of crying, by the way, tonight's the night, guys.
What happened?
What?
This Is Us finale.
I keep thinking, I thought it was over already.
You done said this like
no, I've said
3 weeks
season.
In a row.
God,
said it was the final
like,
season. I said it was penultimate. Last week I said penultimate. This is the one.
Oh
wait,
what
did you call last week?
The penultimate.
What is that?
What does that
penultimate
mean?
Penultimate is the second to last of something.
Yo, fam. Chani, you've been listening to this Is Us. You thought it was over, right?
I thought it was over.
See?
We still here? This is still us?
Yo, they drag it out. Yo, and real talk, just like the show's been for the last, what, 6 seasons, has it been?
I think 6, yeah.
They just keep going. They just keep dragging y'all. And by the way, this is exactly like a dramatic relationship. You know, like when you break up with someone and they're like, we should talk. and get closure. And then you meet up to talk and get closure, and you end up making one last date. Or that talk and get closure leads to one last scenario.
This is deeper than that, Ebro.
I mean, it might be, but nonetheless, it's still never ending.
You think tonight at the end of the episode, they're going to be like, just one more.
Yep. I sure do. I sure do.
I want you to record yourself tonight, okay? And if you can, if she's okay with it, you have to record Natalie, your girlfriend. I want to hear how this ends.
No. I really like Natalie. I think Natalie's an amazing human being. And hearing her cry like that over a TV show makes me reconsider her stability.
Because I'm really not doing it, and she is I, and I am her. Because I would be probably crying like that, too.
It's OD, man. It's OD to sob. It's OD to sob at something that's literally on TV.
The thing is, Ebro, that you
crying
keep talking
is fine. No, crying is fine, but sobbing.
Rosenberg and I know that if you were to watch it, if you gave it a real chance, Ebro, you would be sobbing too.
Crying, straight crying all day. Crying. Yes. I'm not disagreeing. I don't see myself physically sobbing and gasping for air and crying.
It's all relative.
That's all I'm saying, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I did get mad last week. I said, this is enough. Enough is enough.
Yo, she was crying so hard, it made you stop crying.
It did. It made me laugh. I was like, this is not even normal.
It made me, I was like, yo, fam, y'all, are you sure about this relationship? That went through my mind. You know, it goes through my mind when people act crazy. People act crazy, you're like, yo, something else going on here?
No judgment, man, because I know that would be
me. Man. You wouldn't be sobbing. You'd be crying, but you wouldn't be sobbing.
This is a different type of pain.
Natalie, I got my eyes on you, fam. I'm watching you. You're on the watch list now.
There's nothing to watch except that she is a very sensitive person. That's all.
Yeah.
And listen, it takes me, I'm whimpering. I've whimpered. I've had like a little...
That's clean. I think that's clean.
Yeah, but so if you take that and then you factor, with all due respect, I don't care if I sound like a Neanderthal, an emotional woman, you multiply me by an emotional woman, you're going to get... By the way, open the phones today. People will call and say they sob.
Yes. Today,
sobbers are out there.
Yes.
Listen,
if
you're trying to find your community, I hear you. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about in my world, in my family, people, my extended family... I got my eyes on you. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
That's it. You'll be fine.
It's time for shenanigans.
Okay.
With Laura Never Loses. I think our phones are working. We back, y'all. Yes. Marcos and Wanda on the line. Wanda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Wanda, have you ever physically sobbed watching a television show?
Yes.
There you go,
Which
Wanda.
One?
A bunch. I'm a girl.
Nah, don't just throw it on, I'm a girl, B. There's women listening right now that think y'all nuts.
Yeah, you can't say it like that, Wanda. Tell us which one.
It all depends.
Your phone's terrible. That's making me want to sob. So,
yeah, don't
really
sob.
Really ruining the segment. Marcos.
Good morning.
Marcos, what's up, baby boy? Where you headed right now?
Y'all headed to where?
Yeah, our phones are back, but they're not.
Yeah.
Whatever phones we have the worst ones in radio land.
That's facts.
Whatever phones we have are the worst in radio land. Either that or our listeners have the worst. There we go. Now, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Styles, Wanda?
I'm gonna go with Laura.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Sean, I just want for you keeping score at home. Remember when I said I was tired, I was going to be positive, I was going to be positive. The phone's right there. It was the first little screw tightening.
Changed everything.
It's sending me on a bad path, Shani. It's sending me on a bad path.
Oh,
6 seconds on the clock, Shani, with the questions. Let's play. Laura never loses.
Yeah. All right, it is being rumored that which group is in the middle? Laura.
That which group is in the middle, I heard. I'm going to go with in the middle of... I don't know. I'm going to go with the Migos breaking up.
Migos is correct.
How much time is she getting?
I was counting. What is the holy book?
Ebro.
Is Ebro.
That is the Quran.
Of Islam, that's a fact.
How did you know what?
Because he said in Muslim.
Which singer just welcomed a baby Ebro. Boy?
Ebro. Rihanna.
That's a fact, with her boyfriend ASAP. Which river flows through the most countries?
Ebro.
River that flows through the most countries. Ooh.
I don't know this.
3, 2, 1.
I'm going to go with the, it's in Africa, and I can't forgot the name.
Lauren Styles?
I don't know this one.
That would be...
the Zambezi, that's what it is.
Incorrect.
Oh.
What is it?
Danube.
Oh, the Danube. What? Yeah, the Danube River. Yeah, that's
Danube
facts.
Danube River. Ebro wins!
Oh, bullet!
Damn, I didn't know Danube.
The Danube. Yo, Marcos! I don't know what you won because I wasn't paying attention. Yo, shout him out. Wait. How many kids? How many kids?
I got 4.
I was going to say, if it was like 6, I might have been beyond our limit. Go ahead.
Nah. Yo, Alizaley, Marcos, Ethan, Layla, love you guys. Have a good day in school. Babe,
beautiful.
I love you.
Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. What does he win, Laura?
Well, we're hooking up with a free pay-per-view code so you can have a great fight night at home. It's the champ, Gervonta the Tank Davis, and he's going up against Rolando Romero Saturday, May 28th. Go to Showtime.com for more info.
All right, hang on, Marcos.
Thank you,
Wanda.
Thank you.
Wanda, you get the Wanda. Congrats. You know what I'm saying? You picked the wrong person, fam, bam.
Sorry,
on the way,
Wanda.
Flashing lights, Laura Styles, what up?
Oh, man, guys. Coming up in a flashing lights report, I have some information on Gunna. So, you know, Gunna is currently arrested, so the whole RICO charges, but I'll give you an update what's happening with him coming up, flashing lights.
97 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hello?
Hello?
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, hey! On the flash lights, Laura, put us on.
Oh, man, guys. So Gunna was in Fulton County Court in Georgia on Monday, where a judge ruled he'd be held without bond, meaning it's possible he could basically be in jail for the next 6 months.
Did you say possible?
Nah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, the court don't even, or the case, the hearing don't even start till January.
Ugh, so basically, they're saying his court case will be until January 2023.
That's it.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to try something, but I don't see anything happening, guys. I think.
Yo, the judge said, if the judge said no bail off the rip, turning that around in a case like this, where they already think these guys are influencing things in the streets, and they trying to wrap everybody up and make sure that they're watching everybody who they think is committing these, you know, crimes and issues in and around Atlanta and Georgia. Bruh,
yeah,
they're not giving you no bail, man.
Prosecutors arguing that because of their gang affiliation, and they're saying that being part of a gang that's accused, that's responsible for 50 murders, that no way should they get any bond. So, yeah, man. And Young Thug was supposed to be in court also on Monday, but it was postponed.
He gonna sit too. If they're not letting Gunna, they're not letting Thug out.
Yeah.
It sucks. But listen, man, you know, whether it was the mob, the mafia, whatever other RICO folks in the history of the RICO gangs. Yo, man, I read about a trial going on right now. They got a whole, like, Russian mafia trial with RICO going on right now. It's not getting this kind of coverage because they're not celebrities. But, man.
Really? Where? Man, in New York or in California?
I think it's like, no, it's like multiple states or something.
Wow.
No, it's out here. If you go look up, if you go, I forget where I saw it. But anyway.
It's happening somewhere.
It's out here, B. Russian gangs, they got all type of stuff going on out here. Extortion, jeez, kickbacks, fraud, murder, all of it. So this ain't the only one, y'all. This is, don't think this is just an isolated thing. This goes down.
Bad. I do feel bad for Gunna, though. I mean, if he has nothing to do with it, if he's really just an artist and he can't even get bond, man, that's scary.
They trying to make it sound like Gunna was second in command, bro. That's how they trying to make it sound.
I know. And, like, what if that's not remotely true?
So here's the thing about gang affiliations and hanging out with, you know, people that are in gangs. And they, and by the way, right in our city, in New York City, there's a kid listening to our voice or a family listening to us right now that their kid has been put on a gang list just for having friends. Literally has done nothing, but was looped up in something and put their name on a gang list just for having friends or living on a certain block. Their whole lives, college, I've heard college degrees being lost, or what is that called?
Scholarships
being lost. You know, people who was going to go play basketball, had never been in trouble before, got their name on a gang list and it ruined their lives just because of their friends. Their affiliations. That's how loose this stuff is. And that's why it's not a game. It's nothing to be played with.
It's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:02, a high of 68 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Why you think some families literally take their children and move if they're able to? A lot of families are not. But I know throughout my life there's been families that are like, nah, I don't care where we gotta go, we not losing our child to the streets. It's not happening. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg on the way, ride or die. Congratulations, you played yourself, Walmart, and whoever made Juneteenth ice cream.
Oh my God.
What? You heard me. Hang on.
WQHTFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Got some things with the put on my head, I swear. Now you're decreasing my stress, so yeah.
Nah. I know they listening, man. They over in Newark, New Jersey. They got into a fight at the airport. Two dudes that fought at the airport, we want to speak to you.
We want to know what happened.
We want to know how it started. Listen, and who wanted? Somebody just on the show. Oh, Laura, you're. Oh,
yes.
You know what? Laura's about to hit you with the button. Let's get into it.
Let's just go.
Yup.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. Yup. Playing yourself. Yup. Playing yourself.
We'll start. Let's start at the Newark airport. Laura Stiles.
Okay. So an airline passenger, okay, that he has been identified as ex-NFL player Brandon Langley. Okay, so we see the video circulating yesterday. He got into some kind of argument with a United Airlines employee, and it went down. It was an all-out brawl at Newark Airport.
Hang on, Laura. The United Airlines employee looked like, from the footage, that he stepped out from behind the camera, I mean, from behind the counter, and wanted to get down.
So he definitely, from the video that we saw, because we don't know when it started, how it started, the worker seems to get from behind the counter and push the passenger.
Okay.
Who then slaps the employee in the
okay.
face. And then all hell breaks
clean.
Loose.
Let's go. Let's do
Both
it.
Both of them are
You had enough.
Off.
I've had enough. Let's do it. And let's do it
I
right
have
now.
Punch. So at one point, the employee eventually falls behind the counter.
Oh, that was amazing.
It's crazy.
Oh, it's slow motion. Topples. You can only use the word topples to describe what happened.
Yeah. Topples
toppled over
is
the
perfect.
Counter.
Right. They said the only thing that would have made it better is if he fell on the conveyor belt.
Yo, if he would
have it kept sliding right into the head.
If he fell on the conveyor belt, I would have been in tears crying. Because this would have been something out of a movie.
But I will say this. Your man, even after toppling over, he still was up in under 10 and ready for more.
Chin was ready.
With the bloody
face. What about
that
giant swollen eye and bloody face? And he still wanted more.
Still wanted he got more. Left with a biscuit on his face for sure.
And he was ready y'all for brother, action.
Y'all dudes definitely listen to Ebro in the morning. We know it. And we want to talk to y'all. We want both of y'all back on the line.
Right.
We could do it. We could. Y'all can knuckle up again for charity.
Or we
could just try to come to a resolution. But what it looked like, what's the passenger's name?
We don't know we just know the ex-NFL player, Brendan Langley.
Yeah, that was the passenger.
That's the passenger.
Okay, fine.
That's the passenger. He looked like he was trying to explain to the other United people, your man keep tripping. I'm going to keep bopping him. I'm going to keep bipping him. Right. I'm going to keep giving him this jab, but get your man's.
Yeah, and the amount of frustration that happens at an airport when you're trying to leave or get somewhere and you've been packing all night or whatever it is, it's intense. But I'm sure on the other side, too.
People got to learn how to pick their fights better.
Because
this guy's fighting an NFL player, former NFL player.
Here's the double congrats.
Go ahead, Rosenberg. Double congrats. Go ahead.
The employee at United... He gets the congrats for randomly picking a former NFL player.
Right.
Hit the button.
Congratulations. But then, you played yourself.
So the other dude, Shawnee, I hear you about frustration. We've all had it.
Yeah.
But you can't get in the flight at the airport because you know you're guaranteed for trouble with the airport.
That's facts.
Wait a minute. It is not the best place, but it is also... the best place.
Don't listen to Ebro. No.
You got some place to go and they're giving you that, you're not getting on the plane.
We've all had it up to here.
Yes, I know.
We've all had it up to here. Let's do it and do it now. Yo, I'm going to tell you.
No. Ebro, no.
Listen to me. Y'all listen to me. What those two dudes did for everyone working at the airport and every passenger that was frustrated inside the airport, everybody was able to live vicariously through them two dudes.
Right. So they're heroes, you're saying?
They're heroes. They deserve a parade.
For all the frustrated, attendant workers and all the people who the door was about to close on their plane in 5 minutes and I got to get to the gate.
You canceled my flight.
Yo,
why did you cancel
guys,
my flight and then you're talking to me like I did something wrong?
Right.
You canceled the flight. I'm stuck.
Now
you're talking
out
to me like, yo, I dare you to ask me one more time to take 5 pounds out of my bag and I done told you 4 times I'll pay for the overage. I swear to God I knocked you over this counter.
No, you were not in the video. That was not you. Stop.
It was me. He is I and I am him.
By the way, Ebro's so full of it. He would never in God's green earth get into a fight at the airport.
Yo,
never.
And that dude steps out behind the counter, though.
No, right, so that's why you loved it so much.
Yes, that's my point. You
stepped into the square.
What?
This is Ebro's dream. It's his dream.
He is I, and I am him.
Well, just so you know, it's now being reported, Laura. Okay, hold on. A spokesperson for United said the employee has been fired. All right? And the cops say that Brendan Langley was arrested and charged with simple assault.
See? Everyone gets the button.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was all worth it. If you brothers are listening to me right now, I'm sure you feel good about yourself.
Wait, can I give you guys an update? According to producer Griff, he said it was just reported that the passenger was using a wheelchair as a cart. The attendant wanted it back and he wouldn't give it up.
Because they was out of carts at the cart machine.
On a wheelchair.
Because they was out of carts at the cart machine, man. Listen, I go to Newark Airport at least once a month. Them people sometimes, and I love y'all over there, man. There's a lot. I get a lot of love. But sometimes I see y'all standing around and things ain't in order.
Oh, my God.
And I be like, yo, y'all just standing there doing nothing and things ain't in order. Somebody help. Help. Help.
Bro, this is not you.
Some type of help.
Help. People are struggling.
You know what I'm saying?
There's no carts. Why do you got 9 airlines? There's 90 baggage claims. 9 of them.
Right.
Why is everybody standing at 1?
It's right. He's not wrong.
Why? Why?
I'm already here where you taking my bags. You want me to walk this wheelchair back? Nah, friend,
why?
I gotta go. What we
why,
doing?
Man? Why?
Again. Facts. Look, I'm with you. I'm not trying to get in any fights at the airport either. However, if you stepping into the square and we got to go, whatever we got to do to get through this real
Listen,
quick, you know what I'm saying?
Just clearly, yo, Shani, like I said, clearly everybody had had enough. And we gotta do what we gotta do, fellas. Knuckle up and let's throw these hands.
No,
fam.
Ebro, no.
No, hey.
Not the way. It's
yo,
not
in
the way.
World, yo, Laura, yo. And we need to have a conversation about this. In the world we're in today, there's terrible things going on in the world. Least of them is two dudes just knuckling up for a fair one every now and then.
Yes, Ebro, but you don't want to end up on a no-fly list.
No, maybe I wasn't meant to fly no more.
No.
Today was that day.
Maybe I'm stuck on the Amtrak. You know what I'm saying? It's just what it is. In the world we're in today, a fight is the least of our problems. People need to fight.
No.
Not at the airport, though. I'm
Yo, man, I'm telling y'all, I could tell from the people in the video standing around the fight, it made them feel better about
everybody.
Themselves.
Even the lady who tried to break it up. Who
yeah, the lady that tried to break it up.
She just rolled up mad slow, waving her hand like, no, no, don't do it.
I kind of feel like don't they wanted their coworker to get his ass whooped.
Facts.
She was like, they didn't like him.
He was like, no, that's not how you stop a fight. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
No, don't do it. Don't hit him.
Oh, that felt good. Rosenberg, what's on your list today?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's see. You have Major League Baseball who decided to suspend Josh Donaldson for a game yesterday.
Okay, how'd that go over?
I don't know. It's a mixed bag. I mean, I think that it's hard because they didn't give a real explanation of what it was. You know, if you tuned in yesterday, you heard us telling the story of Josh Donaldson calling Tim Anderson Jackie, it leading to a problem between them. Donaldson says, oh, it's an old inside thing I've said to him before. Tim Anderson said, nah, I don't play like that. And Donaldson ended up getting suspended a game. What I think Major League Baseball should have done is clarified and said, we don't know the intent of Josh Donaldson. We just know no one should play around with the name Jackie Robinson. That a statement like that to me would have been effective. And Ebro, not out of bounds. Think about it. Jackie Robinson, that name in baseball, he's the only player that has a day in baseball.
That's right.
There's
okay.
Jackie Robinson Day every right. year where the entire team wears number 42, right? I think Major League Baseball should have come out and said, we treat him in a very serious fashion and we don't take the joke lightly. And for that, you're suspended. But by leaving it open-ended, Ebro puts him in a bad spot later because the next time there's a fight and someone says they were offended, where do you draw that line of what's the line that someone gets suspended now?
Right, because people are talking ish on the field all the time.
And this all the time.
Specific, and this was specifically tied to Jackie Robinson.
Right. But let's be real. This isn't the worst kind of ish talking that happened.
Absolutely not. People go ham on each other while they say, yo, you see that first baseman and the dude on first base and they whispering to each other. They talking crazy. Yo, the catcher be talking crazy to batter
crazy.
Sometimes.
So I just think that I wish they would have put out an explanation. But shout out to Aaron Judge yesterday who gave a statement. Being pretty critical of Josh Donaldson. He didn't bury his teammate, but he thought he wished he would have used better judgment.
I think that's clean. That makes me proud
Very
of
clean.
Aaron Judge.
Nah, he's not. You should watch the presser. He stepped up. Judge did a good job,
good
man.
Good job, Judge. Way
so,
to do it.
One more time to Josh Donaldson and maybe to Major League Baseball.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, nah. You're playing yourself.
Y'all got to know. I didn't forget the commercialization of Juneteenth and the fact that Walmart's great value brand that they have decided they was going to put out a Juneteenth ice cream. Laura Stiles, what were the flavors in said ice cream?
I believe it was red velvet ice cream with a cheesecake swirl.
Sounds delicious.
Wow. That red velvet.
Sounds delicious. However, black folks ain't ready for the commercialization of Juneteenth. They gave Walmart the biggest.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So much so, they snatching the ice cream down. And I want to try it. Because it sounds amazing.
Just slap a new brand on it. Just, you know, put a sticker on it.
But listen, the commercialization of Juneteenth and holidays in general. Listen, if you live in the United States of America and you think there's going to be a holiday that everybody's out celebrating and cooking food, and companies ain't going to seize the moment to get in on selling something, you get the button off.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's what I was going to say. I know it's soon, but, like, it's become a real holiday. People get off work. Like, this is going to become a commercial thing. Like, I didn't see the flavor and really understand. I was like, sounds delicious.
Here's the thing. Go back to the Josh Donaldson. Everybody don't like these little games, man. And so when you playing with Juneteenth, which quickly became a holiday post George Floyd,
right?
Black people been fighting. Yo, you know how long we had to fight for a holiday for Martin Luther King Jr.?
Of course.
They turned around and gave Juneteenth just like, please, quick everybody band-aid. Calm down. Y'all in the streets. Here go Juneteenth. We don't want y'all. We don't want no smoke. We're going to give you Juneteenth. Yo, this mad right. Black people didn't even know what Juneteenth was.
Right. That's facts.
You knew it was a band-aid.
And then fast forward, and y'all selling koozies with red, black, and green on it to keep your beer cold, and napkins, and paper plates, and ice cream.
Wow.
People was like, nah, fam. We don't want to be played with like that. That's all it is. People are not ready for this level of commercialization of the freedom from slavery. And then, oh, by the way, wait, y'all going to charge us for it? That's a piece. I think we should get everything for goddamn free. You want to put Juneteenth on, you better be giving money back to somebody. Money better go to somebody from this.
And who put out the brand?
It was Great Value. I think that's like
Walmart.
Walmart got it.
Come on, fam. Walmart?
Oh, every black employee y'all got should get a paid holiday. Juneteenth should be paid. If you want to get into it, because we're talking about slavery, y'all. We're talking about enslaved people who built this country for free and have nothing to show for it. And y'all just going to roll out and get bread on Juneteenth? That's problematic.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Started the day saying.
Zen, zen, zen.
I started the day saying I was on a slippery slope.
And then you ended up like dude in the airport. You know what I'm saying?
And that wasn't even that deep. That was like a light. That wasn't even that crazy a subject.
Wow.
And
what, the dude in the airport? No, that was a good. I felt good. I emotionally got to get involved in something I wasn't involved in. That's why I called them heroes.
They like heroes.
Yeah, because the anger that I feel at the airport was all in that captured,
right,
in that knuckle up.
And they both got it out.
Passenger. And an airline worker. Let's get it on.
Fight.
Yo, 97 minutes commercial free, cast one. We got Summer Jam tickets coming. We got DJ John. Our phones are working again. If you missed the show the last couple of days, we ain't had phones, been able to talk to y'all. We back, right, baby. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Hey everybody, it's me, Titi Torres, and make sure you check out my latest interview with DaBaby on Tap In with Titi, Hot 97's newest podcast.
Tap In with Titi Torres.
Is DJ John somewhere around? Is he ready for action. Let's do it and do it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh. It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Ready. Present.
Yeah, man. Look, ladies and gentlemen, John comes with prizes. What you got, John?
I have 2022 Summer Jam tickets, baby. It's going down June 12th. MetLife Stadium, you get to see Lil Durk, Favio, Foreign, Rowdy Rich, Burna Boy, and much more.
Rowdy
Rich.
Burna Boy.
Rowdy Rich, right?
Yeah.
Rowdy Rich, I believe.
It's going all going down, baby. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, baby.
John, I don't know where you're at in your relationship right now, but I'm sure it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's compare, contrast.
To who?
Anybody else that wants to jump in, too. Yesterday, for the first time since I was in, elementary school, I took my lunch in the afternoon to the job. Mm. I brought my lunch to work yesterday.
Okay.
My lady lunchbox. Makes these amazing salads, man. And she was like, babe, I made you a salad. You can take this to lunch for lunch. So I'm walking down the street with my lunch. When the last time y'all did that, fam?
Wow. What's
in
the
lunchbox?
I didn't have a lunchbox. I just had a juice press little reusable bag. But nice. she rolled up a piece of silverware and a napkin, put some salad dressing in a little side little dish for me.
Wow.
Yo, I don't get this kind of treatment.
Yeah, apparently you do.
I've arrived.
You arrived. Proud of you, man.
Felt good, man. And then I went into the lunchroom and had my lunch. Yeah, man. Wow. And sat in the lunchroom and had lunch. I don't get to do these things. Yeah, man. Nobody else was in there. I was in there by myself. Like the loner, you know, that one kid sitting in there by himself. But John, man, is your lady making you lunch? Take
breakfast.
To work with you?
She's a big breakfast.
Ooh, big breakfast.
Big breakfast.
Oh, that's fire, B.
Yeah, big
that's
breakfast.
Fire. That's fire. Good job.
Yo, I mean, if John's girl didn't cook for him, would you have then just taken a big dump on his relationship?
I know. Pretty, I think
pretty much.
Yeah,
I would have told him to step their game up.
Yo, he came in like, yo, let's compare.
Let's compare and contrast.
I got lunch yesterday. How about you?
What'd you do?
I got cookies. What'd you get?
Oh, you got cookies?
I always get cookies.
What?
Yeah.
Cookies.
Your lady be making you cookies?
Yeah, and my stepdaughter be baking. She's a big baker.
Wow, that's fire flames. No wonder you can't get your weight down. It's crazy over there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
No, you're doing a great job. Get back on that bike, baby. Yo, we riding to the Orchard this Sunday. You coming? Ooh. Shout out to Major Taylor, the Iron Riders. We riding to the Orchard.
Oh, man.
Wait, to Orchard Beach?
Orchard Beach?
No.
You go to Orchard Beach?
That's fine.
Let's go to Orchard Beach.
People who ride in Jersey, ain't nobody stealing my bike over there.
You want a Memorial Day Orchard Beach?
I'm not getting beat up and somebody taking my bike at Orchard Beach.
Orchard Beach. Orchard Beach.
Yo, who we got online, Shawnee Culture?
We got Jasmine.
Jasmine, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Yeah, hello. Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Jasmine, you did it. You did it.
Oh my God, I love y'all. Y'all don't know. Y'all be my morning.
Yo, Jasmine, we love you for listening. Now, here's a plot twist.
Okay.
Summer Jam tickets on the line.
All right.
You have to be smarter than DJ John.
Ah, it's back.
Oh, man.
Rosenberg's going to ask you a question.
Oh, Rosenberg?
Oh, you took Laura's job?
What happened?
Laura
I have
a question. Laura asked the question.
Oh, Laura asked the question. I forgot how
I read the guru. Laura asked the question.
That's right.
Got it.
All right, here we go, Laura Staff.
Okay. All right, Jasmine? Is that her name?
Yes.
Jasmine? Yep. All right. Yep. United, American, and JetBlue are all what kind of companies?
They are an airline company.
Yeah.
Boom. Correct. All right, DJ John, here's your question. United Airlines is headquartered in what building?
United Airlines headquartered. D.C., Washington, D.C.
No, in a building, sir.
Oh, a building.
No, it's the Willis Tower in Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh, man. Damn.
Oh, no.
Sorry, John.
Damn it.
You lose again. But that's the name of the game. That's what's supposed to happen. Jasmine, you going to Summer Jam. Summer Jam.
Thank you so much, you guys. I love y'all so much.
No, we love you too. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you're enjoying your commute today. Keep it easy. It's a little overcast.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hang on, we need some info, and on the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Styles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Kanye West is back with a big announcement, and it involves food. I'll explain coming up, Flashing Lights.
Rosenberg, WWE's own Rosenberg. This
sure.
has been on my mind for a couple of days. What happened with Naomi and Sasha? Why did they walk away from the WWE? It's a big question people want to know. What's going on?
Well, they didn't walk away permanently.
They're suspended indefinitely.
And were suspended. It's a very complicated situation, and I'll just say this. It's not as simple as it seems, of course. And Naomi and Sasha were advertised to be in a match.
It was like a Royal Rumble of sorts for belts or something, right?
No, it was a six-pack challenge. So it's six different competitors in one match to determine who the number one contender would be. They didn't want to be in the match. They felt that the way they got in the match was disrespectful. So they put their belts down and walked out of the building.
Ooh.
The match had already been advertised. So I think the powers that be took that quite seriously, that we advertised a match and you walked out on that match.
Why did they think it was disrespectful the way they got the match?
There's a lot of debate and hearsay on that. And then there's also certain people who just think, hey, man, just do what they ask you to do. It's not that serious, right? Like, this isn't real. We're performing.
Well, don't say it's not real. It's real.
Well, no. I didn't use the F word. But I said it's not a real competition, so do your job and you go out and perform. But at the same time, it's not always that simple. And
so I read according to people on the that are in the wrestling world, because I was into this. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on? I had never heard of people walking out pre-match. And then it's two black women. And reportedly, they went and talked to Vince before the match about where the storyline was going, and they didn't like it.
Correct.
And that's why. So is it that they feel like they should be billed higher and they're not getting the top billing?
From what it sounds like, they felt that the way the story was going to go sort of made their characters as tag team champions look weak.
Mm.
But there's two lines of thinking on that.
That ego will get you.
That's the thing. It could be somewhat reasonable. And then at the same time, it's also like, is it that deep? Do you need to walk out, or should you just do your job? You're paid well to do it. You do your job. I don't know.
Historically speaking, superstars start beefing sometimes with the WWE, right? Like, wasn't there a time where Ric Flair had beef, and there was a time
a lot of people. Then there's that too. Like, this isn't the first time, but Vince McMahon has generally never taken kindly to people holding him over the coals. Like, many years ago, Ultimate Warrior came in, demanded $500,000 the day of a pay-per-view that he was main eventing. Said, if you don't give me $500,000, I'm not going to be in the main event. The main event had been advertised for months. So Vince McMahon gave him the money and then fired him after the match. You know, I don't think he likes being bullied around. A lot big bosses of billion-dollar corporations don't generally like being pushed.
And neither do workers.
Yeah, but there's
and the that's why and that's why these things come to where they come to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But also no one knows exactly what happened, to be honest with you. So
now, so we don't know what's going on. This is a big story.
Yeah, I don't think there's any real way to know because every version you hear of it is going to be someone's version of it.
Right. You know, all we know is Sasha and Sasha. It's Sasha Banks, right?
Yeah.
And Naomi walked out on WWE. This was Saturday, right?
No, it was last Monday, a week ago.
It was a week ago. Wow, I'm mad late.
Yeah, it was a week ago yesterday.
Wow. And you didn't want to talk about this because you work for them. You didn't want to get in the hot water.
Oh, I did a whole podcast about it. I didn't think it was going to be a topic on this show, but I did a full episode. My whole Cheap Eat last week was about it.
Wow. And what are people saying?
I mean, listen, it's very mixed. There are people who I think people tend to see both sides of it. They think like, oh, they fully believe that maybe Sasha and Naomi weren't getting treated the way they should as champions, and they also feel like, but did you need to walk out? Was it worth walking out for?
Have they said anything about it, Sasha and Naomi? Have they gone anywhere and spoken about it?
No, not yet.
What's going on?
No, they've not spoken
about
it.
They coming on the Cheap Heat podcast?
That would be great. I wouldn't count on it. My guess is they're going to stay low for a little bit.
I think this is a work. Y'all, we're being worked.
It feels a great WWE.
Yo, and I hope so, because I'm tuned in.
Me too.
And by the way, in the house, you know, Issa loves Naomi. They love, you know, Issa, my lady.
I love Naomi. I love Naomi. Naomi's one of my favorite people in the company. She's amazing. But I just want to say, I think more to it. There was more to it
than a work.
Than Sasha and Naomi saying, we don't want to do this. I believe there were other people involved who didn't want to do other things. You know what I'm saying? And that if multiple people don't want to do what they're tasked to do, you end up in a messy situation. But I don't think it's as simple as Sasha and Naomi were just told what they were doing and said no. I don't think it's that simple.
Yo, WWE update right here on Ebro in the Morning. Tune into that Cheap Heat podcast.
Thank you.
Yo, no problem, man. It was getting crazy. Yo, too late. Yo, here's what interested me most about it. It's WWE, and women in WWE and wrestling for women is at an all-time high, correct, Rosenberg?
Yes, I mean, it's the biggest it's ever been, for sure.
Right. So, boom. And then two black women who are champions walk out before a match? What's going on, B?
Spicy.
So there's a lot there. It's very interesting. Cash One, hit him with a tune or two. 97 minutes, commercial free. Laura Styles and Flashing Lights next. Real quick. Maybe on that rap to pay the bills. And I don't feel it. It is time for the lovely lady Laura and the flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles will put us on.
So Kanye West is breaking his social media silence. You know, he's been quiet for a while, but to let folks know he's cooking up something, a new design for McDonald's packaging. He posted a photo of a potentially new design and wrote, Ye teams up with legendary Muji, the industrial designer Naoto Fukusawa, to reimagine McDonald's packaging. And just after posting that, he posted an IG story that said, next week, it's the fries. Packaging looks pretty fire, by the way.
Let's check in with Hypebeast Central, a.k.a. Laura Styles, for an update on whether or not we should care.
It's just really interesting because whether, you know, we you consume it or not, McDonald's it's a huge corporation, you know, and for them to, him
yeah, but
to come
I mean
in,
the industrial person. Who's the industrial designer? What is this?
Oh, he's a Japanese designer. Have you
never heard of him?
Well, yes, I think if I'm correct, I think Muji is a store that's like I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's pretty popular.
I like
popular.
Muji.
Yeah.
Muji's cool.
They have like just like, you know, it's kind of like a Bed Bath and Beyond, but for a cool.
A couple years ago, I bought a great beanbag chair from there.
Yeah. Muji, how you spell it?
M-U-J-I?
J-I.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
But it's pretty popular. But if you guys do a quick run your Googles or just go on Kanye's Instagram, you'll be able to see the new packaging. It's pretty fire, but, you know, it's just, it's always funny to me how Kanye is so into McDonald's. Wasn't he in a McDonald's commercial?
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, like he's so about McDonald's.
I don't know if he's so about McDonald's, but he's so about that bag.
He loves the bag.
I mean, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Gotta let it show. He loves the dough.
Yo, that money. So. And they're probably, I don't know how those deals work, but they probably give, if Kanye's smart, a percentage of revenue, maybe.
Who knows? That's tough with McDonald's, though.
And that would be a lot. Yeah. So,
you know? Or, I mean, maybe they gave him a flat rate, but nonetheless. Thanks for the update from Hype B Central.
And that's your Flesh and Lunch Report. Time is 8 a.m. today. Let me see. It's a high of 68 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, Laura, did you see the story of J. Cole going back to play basketball in Canada?
Oh, you know what? I did.
Rosenberg, did you see this? He's going to play for the Scarborough something in this new Canadian league, or at least on a new team in some Canadian league.
Wow, I did not know that. No.
Yeah, and so I was like, yo, I wonder if, like, for Cole, I know he loves playing basketball, but the business of taking part in, like, selling tickets and merch and jerseys and these things that people will buy, like, because Scarborough is right outside of Toronto, right?
Yes, it's a little town, like
Drake
half
may
hour
come to
downtown.
A game, you know what I'm saying? It'll blow the team up. People will be buying the jerseys. That's a nice little bag for J. Cole, even if he only scores 2 points.
Yep.
Because I'm sure. Do you think he took part in ownership of the African Basketball League when he participated with the NBA? You think he took part in like a small percentage ownership?
I don't know whether it was just like some sort of ambassadorship and he just wanted to do it. You know, I don't know. It's not like he needs the money.
But yeah, apparently J. Cole is in Canada training now, getting with the players, and is going to play in his new basketball league.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool. For him. Very cool. I hope he's getting money off of it too. That's a good bag. Good bag.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, man, why was Shani? Shani done put the battery in my back. Leave it to Shani.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, oh, my God.
I'm here.
Nah, man, you setting me up, bro. And it should be noted, anybody that listens to this program a lot, it should be noted. Uh-huh. Yesterday, you tried to get Rosenberg to snitch on himself.
Who, me?
Yep, you. Yes, you.
How? What'd I do?
I forget what it was. Rosenberg was telling a story, and you was like, so what'd you do? And he was like, I'm not going to tell you how I broke the law. What's wrong with you?
Look, I'm here to, you know, help with good content.
Prior to Bio, you snitched and told that Kes was going to be at Bio.
And, yo, that listener ran up on us and was like, yo, why you blow this spot up? Why y'all blow this spot up? Nah, look, I wanted all attorneys to come out and mix up. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
And just now, Shani wanted to tell me a story about how somebody ran down on his car with a hammer one day.
Yeah, and, one of them big pipe wrenches.
And he wanted to hype me up and do a segment called F It, We Fighting.
Round one.
When you had enough.
F It, We Fighting. And, yo, the inspiration for this conversation is going back to the fight at the Newark Airport between the airport. the airport between the United worker and this former football player. They just look like, F it, we fighting. The former football player was carrying his luggage on a wheelchair because clearly there was no carts left or whatever was happening.
Right.
The United Airlines guy was like, give up the wheelchair, and things escalated. F it, we fighting. We fighting.
We fighting. It's time. Right here, right now.
And it didn't go well for the airline employee.
No.
No.
He ended up losing his job.
Biscuit. French fries.
And the other guy ended up going to jail with a simple assault charge, which is light work, though. Because sometimes you really are willing to throw it all away.
Right.
F it. We fighting.
It happens.
Yo, I've been there with taxi cab drivers. I've been there with merging in traffic at a tunnel. Listen, fam, we alternate. You go, I go.
Right.
I hate when people don't know how to alternate. And yo, oh, man. I've jumped out the whip. I've jumped out right at the Holland Tunnel in front of the cops. Like, listen, man, I've jumped out of the car and told the cops, yo.
Why?
My man right here not alternating. I'm about to whoop his ass.
Look, you got to be, you know what I'm saying? God. You got to be moving with that alternate move. Just because it's your turn, if you're not moving, I'm moving
I agree.
In front of you.
No, I agree. If you're not on the flow,
right.
I agree with what you're saying.
Right.
But if we flowing, don't try to cut the flow, man.
don't stop the flow.
Don't do me like that.
Don't do it. Yeah, sometimes, look, when both parties are under pressure, F it, we fighting.
We fighting.
We done had it up to here, bro.
Rosenberg playing quiet, but he's done it. He doesn't articulate it, but in the moment, F it, we fighting. He'd be ready to throw it all away, spit out the window at somebody. He'd be ready to throw it away.
It's happened very few times in my life that I've been like, okay, I'm that mad. It's not going to happen at an airport. It's not going to happen from an argument with a worker at an airport. No way. And I've been mad at the airport. I mean mad at the airport.
Time crunch crazy.
Yeah, and just the other day, just yesterday, driving. I mean, I had a million times where I could get that mad, but the thing is about civilized society is I can't throw it all away. I can't say I'm going to fight over this.
But see, now this is the key in the calls that we're going to take right now. Sometimes acting like you're mad enough, articulating it, helps you get that emotion out. That's why these dudes at the airport, I called them heroes earlier. Because when you see someone else mad, when you are able to hear that someone else is also where you're at, or you're able to say the next MF-er that does X, Y, Z.
It's going down.
We fighting. Just saying it sometimes helps you get that pressure off yourself.
Right.
That's the key.
Sometimes but if it doesn't do that and you end up in the fight, and then the next thing you know,
you're going to be in jail.
And then you're at the jail. Yesterday, the fight was the rare double. It turned, you know, they have double countouts in wrestling, double disqualification. A double congratulations. You played yourself. One fired, one in jail.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Listen, it happens. It happens. And I want to say for those that may have just tuned in, we live in a society now where so much craziness is happening. The least of our worries is two people knuckling up for a fair.
True. Yeah. True.
And the worker, he wanted the smoke. He wanted.
Oh, no. He came from behind the counter. Listen, a worker comes from behind the counter. You ready to get fired, fam?
Are you stepping in the arena?
Oh, no. That's once you step out, you're ready. That's
and there was a moment that they both exchanged punches and the passenger stopped. The worker was like, bow, gave him an extra one. And he was like, you saw that?
Wait, now, Laura reported earlier that the United worker pushed my man first.
Well, here's the deal. United this is from the video that we saw, because we really don't know how it started. I mean, we have, you know, the news that he was using the wheelchair as a to put his luggage. The guy told him to stop. I don't know who got physical first, but the video that I saw, the worker pushed the guy first, and then the guy came back with a bap.
Yep. Two
pieces. And then again, bap, bap, bap. And then one fell near the conveyor belt.
What really bothered me, though? I have one major criticism for the United worker who got... He was a brave combatant.
He was brave.
But the one issue I have with him is why you not have your hands up? He was trying to Floyd Mayweather duck punches. What are you doing?
He wasn't even protecting himself. He wanted to get punched.
He wasn't ready. Yeah, he wasn't.
And after you got knocked down, why did you come back for more?
No, he thought he was tough. Anytime you see somebody going to a fight and they not even putting their hands up to protect themselves, they swear they think they could take these punches you about to give them. And we going to see.
And to the guy who did it, to his credit, he could have done it again when the guy kept coming forward at him.
And he was telling the other workers, like, look at your man. Your man's a trap.
Right. Like, somebody get him away from me. I'm trying to go. Like, what's happening?
Someone said it earlier, but if my man had flipped over and landed on the conveyor belt and gotten dragged away,
oh my God.
And then the end of the video was him coming out with the luggage in another city.
Let's go to Derek. Derek is stepping in the arena right here. Derek, you are not stepping in with no friendlies on this one. I just got to warn you, the subject line on your call, I don't know if you called the right show. You got into it with a DJ. We automatically going to side with the DJ.
What happened,
Derek?
I was at Howard. This was my freshman year. And the DJ was actually a cool friend. I was rapping at the time. He kept talking trash, like joking around in front of my friends in the calf. And I just went up to him and I said, yo, you keep talking to me like that, I'm gonna F you up. You know what I mean? Mm. I'm not a fighter. You know, I'm not a fighter. It just so happened, I didn't know this, but he happened to be a championship world class wrestler in the city.
Oh, hit the button.
Oh my God.
So how'd it work out for you?
So I'm waiting in the dorm with my door open. He lives on the same floor as me, and I'm trying to hype and psych myself up. I really don't want to fight. And I hear him coming down that hall. You know, they used to call me Blaze. He's like, Blaze, I'm here. And I'm scared. He comes to me. He said, man, we don't got to fight, man. And I was happy. I'm just letting you know, I was happy that that dude.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great story. You was about to get smacked up so nuts. He was going to put you in the illest hole. He was going to put you in the illest hole and break your neck. It was going to be nice.
He came down the hall like, Blaze, I'm here.
Let's do it, baby.
Warriors, come out and play.
That reminds me of the time in high school when I was playing basketball. I guess this supports Ebro's theory about me. And I was getting D'd up by my man Calvin Tillman, who was my guy. He was my guy, but he was maybe, when it came to, from a physical standpoint, as knock you out of MF'er as there was in the whole school. Like, no one's messing with Calvin Tillman. Stop. Right. You're not. And we got into it playing basketball, and I said he was fouling me, whatever, and I got angry and shoved him.
See, look at you.
It got broken up before he could kill me, and I knew that it would. I did what your man just did on the phone. I was like, let me get the credit for starting the fight. So it looks like I was brave enough to fight Calvin, but I don't want the smoke.
Yo, Rosenberg's notorious. Rosenberg will lose it on somebody. Sitting right here, right now, there is so much evidence of you losing it on somebody.
Right. Yo. And then not wanting to smoke after.
Well, listen, it's a complicated relationship because I regularly get into arguments with my brother and my dad, who will regale me with stories of them almost getting into a fight with strangers. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Listen, you will die.
It's a part of your fabric. But, it's in your, it's your ilk.
And we have seen this situation before after a certain game, but let's just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah.
Several times.
Yo, listen, we never even got to tell y'all about the Subway. Crazy. Let's go to Rigo. Rigo's what I need right now. Because listen, Rigo's what I need right now. This is F it. We got to fight.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, so I was applying for the College of Aeronautics in Queens, and after I took my prerequisites, I was going back home to Brooklyn, and when I got on the bus driver thought I was sneaking on the bus, didn't know I was a student, and he pushed me back thinking I was trying to hop the bus. So I grabbed him, I said, excuse me, sir, I'm about to pay my fare. And he said, get off the bus, and he grabbed me by my shirt, and he tried to kick me through the doors.
Once he did that,
I laid a two-piece on him. Blah, blah. When I laid the two-piece on him, his head flew on the steering wheel. He started leaking, and then I was with my baby's mother at the time, and then she was like, no, no, no. The people, they rushed me off the bus. They were like, get off, get off. As soon as I got off, I went back into school, the College of Aeronautics, and told them what happened. all of a sudden the police came and locked me up for assaulting a bus driver.
Well, yeah, you can't beat up a bus driver, fam.
Yeah, and why'd you tell someone when you...
I was locked up for a month. The second I was locked up for a month and a half, and then when I came home, they expelled me from the school.
Damn.
I never got a chance.
Hit him with the button. Hit him with the button. The congratulations.
There's only one button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's
wow.
Terrible.
Well, and by the way, bus drivers go through so much all day long.
But why did your man get off the bus and snitch on himself? Like, listen, I'm not savvy in the streets, but I know that if I got into a fight on a bus driver, the first thing I do when I jump off the bus is run. I wouldn't go inside and tell on myself.
Well, Rigo thought the bus driver, since the bus driver put his hands on him first, Rigo thought he had grounds to basically tell everybody, like, yo, I didn't start this. He put the hands on me
first.
Yeah,
I was defending myself.
Yeah, but if he's slumped and bleeding and you're standing up and you're good.
Whoever's not bleeding is going to jail.
Yeah, it's not like a video game. Like, in video games, you know, you remember the old hockey games? Whoever lost the fight went to the penalty box?
Yeah.
That's not how it works in real life. If you lose the fight, you're actually probably better off.
Now, bus drivers, I got a message for you, though. I know y'all go through a lot, and you have a very, very stressful job. The way y'all drive those buses, like you're driving a small Volkswagen Bug, y'all got to chill, B. Y'all be running people off the road sometimes. Nice. Y'all will get over and just run people off the road. You got to chill.
Yeah,
I know you're stressed. I know you're stressed.
And we know you be hitting them puddles on purpose, you know what I'm saying? For people that's on the sidewalk. Don't act like you don't do it on purpose, bro.
Yo,
it happened to me.
Yo, bus drivers, bro, y'all be frustrating me. I'll be ready to fight y'all, man.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go to Sandy. Sandy, F it, we fighting.
Hey, good morning. I just picked up my man from work, and I was turning into my block, and there was someone crossing the street with a dog. So she thought I was gonna hit her, but I stopped. Just, you know, I stopped way before her, and I waved her. You know, I waved for her to cross, but I wasn't going to go. And she got pissed off and started, like, flipping her middle finger at me. So at that point in time, my man and I were laughing. We thought it was pretty funny. Like, girl, just cross the street. And then she walks up to my truck, to the front of the truck, and flips her middle fingers and then starts kicking my car.
All right, nah. I got something for you now.
So I, you know... That morning, I prayed, and I said, Lord, please don't put anything in my way. You know what I'm saying? That's going to make me, you know, get off this Zen. No.
What you're saying, this whole little prayer skit you're doing right now, trying to make it sound like you a saint. Move on, lady. Let's get to the fight.
So what happened, Sandy?
So then I put my car in park. My man cannot believe this. I put my car in park. I hop out the car. The girl starts running. I start running after her. She turns around, and I'm thinking, okay, because she has a dog. So I don't want the dog to attack me. So I look at the dog. The dog is wagging its tail. So I'm like, oh, I'm good. She's about to catch these hands. She turns around and kicks me, and then I turn around and grab her by her hair. We start fighting. And my man still hasn't pulled around. Like, my man still hasn't pulled around. I guess he was shocked from the fact that, you know, I hopped out the car and left him in the middle of the street like that.
Facts.
Like... He's running, like, he's literally finally rolls around. She starts running, and she's on the phone. now. And she's like, you know, she's here. She's running after me. And I'm like, who are you calling? You're calling the cops? Yeah, call the cops. You just hit my car. Call the cops.
Yo,
and
crazy.
I see her man that's coming, literally running down the block. You know what I'm saying? Towards me, as if he's going to attack me. He doesn't know that my man is in the car. You know what I'm saying? So he's running towards me. I'm arguing with the guy, and I'm looking around like, where the hell is my man?
So my he said, man, your man is still in the car in shock that you're chasing another lady down the street. And he's thinking, Sandy, get back in the car. Let's go. The worst thing you could do is chase somebody down the street. You don't know what they got with them. And you don't know who's coming out the house. Don't be chasing nobody down the street, bro.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Whew, that was exhausting.
That's
a lot.
Yeah, she overdid it.
Yeah, that might have been the end for me.
If he was the dude, the boyfriend.
Yep.
Well,
also, just based on how long she took to tell that story, that's an indicator of how long she says to say everything, and I can't do it.
But you see, sometimes hearing other people's chaos brings you calm. It helps calm me down. Right. Shout to the heroes at the Newark Airport. United worker that got lumped up and the guy that lumped him up. You guys have done a great service for the rest of us. Just so we could all feel and understand that we're not the only ones that are pissed off at airports or pissed off at traffic.
And if anybody knows them, tell them to reach out. We wanna talk about it.
Maybe they might become friends, like when you used to get in fighting like the first grade. And then y'all would be like friends afterwards.
Right.
Coming up next, the Gurus, Cash One, 97 minutes, commercial free. Shout out to Mush. Somebody named Mush definitely got into a fight. Tito.
Got to.
It's too easy.
Tito and Dre. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. We didn't get to y'all calls on effort. Let's fight. I feel better, though. This is a great show.
You do feel better.
I feel better. And this is going to make you feel even more better. The Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro. Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura, at gmail.com. That's right. Send us your emails. We're looking to help you. Anything that's on your mind, you're like, the gurus would be perfect for this. Don't be shy. The Guru, Laura, at gmail.com. Shawnee Coulter will burn the sage.
Cleansing the energy.
Rosenberg would lead us in breathing exercises and let us know who needs us.
Laura, I love our guru listeners because yesterday I said we were out of emails. We needed emails, and guess what came in? Emails.
Talk about it.
But send us more. We do need more. So send us more today. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Today's, guys, is short, sweet, and impactful.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, guys. I've been with my boyfriend for about 4 years. We're both 26. And he just got sentenced to 5 years in prison.
My Lord.
Parentheses, nothing crazy.
What?
Our relationship was always very unstable, break up and make up. But now he's claiming to be a changed man, and that prison has changed him, allegedly. I love him, but I'm not sure if I love him enough to wait. I don't want to tell him because I don't want to add any more stress to his life. What should I do?
Wait, she does not want to tell him that she's not waiting? So she wants it to be a secret while she moves on?
Hit the button.
Well, she doesn't want to add any more stress to his life, but he's already going through a lot right now.
I don't want to tell him that we're not together, you know, because I don't want to stress him out, but I'm definitely moving on. That's what's happening.
Let me just say.
Don't play the field.
You should just break up with him. He's already a lot on his plate. Let's just be realistic, too. Like, losing you will stink. Especially at first, but in reality, he doesn't have you for the next 5 years anyway. So you might as well do the honest thing, because the last thing you want to do is end up hurting him more later or start messing with someone. Then you fall for someone, and now that guy's got to spend the next 5 years scared about when your ex-boyfriend gets out of jail.
Right. Or if he finds out while he's in jail, you don't tell him. He finds out from somebody else. but from another, you know, source.
A friend, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't want to start lying. You know, you're going to have to keep covering up the lie. Just be like, yo, I can't do this. Honestly, I love you, but I can't.
Yeah, and we already
honestly,
had problems.
I don't want to visit you, right? I don't really want to go to the prison. Just be keep it a buck. Keep it a buck.
And you said nothing crazy. 5 years.
Yeah, like, what is that?
I think she means he didn't do anything crazy.
Nothing violent.
Right.
Been tax
nothing evasion.
Violent.
Nothing violent, she means?
Yeah, she means nothing violent.
You mean tax evasion, Cass? You're going with tax evasion.
I'm going with tax evasion. Wow. It's something to do with money.
Well, he might have been hustling, caught with possession or something, but he didn't, like, rob a bank or rob a store.
Wonder, because if it's, I mean, I guess it could be a first felony.
Or it could have been a second one that was not as bad, but he already had two or something. Like, he already had one before. And,
I got a question. I've been listening to y'all for a minute. Why y'all still talking? The lady done said she don't want to stay with him. Why he in jail?
I agree.
Tell him.
Yes, just be honest and tell him you don't.
It's over, lie.
It's not for you. And and just keep it moving.
Don't front on him. Don't front to him.
If you care about him, maybe you could throw a little something on his books. I don't know how this works, but, you know.
Don't be a liar. Don't do none of that. Yo, I'm not built for that. I'm not doing that. That's not my thing. And, you know, you made decisions that didn't involve me, which is why you're going to jail. So I don't want to go to jail with you. So we breaking up.
Right.
Yeah, I think we all agree.
Cruel. You could be a friend still. I can write you sometimes.
Yeah, you don't have to say that, hey, I'm deserting you. You can still reach out to me, but no, I'm not being faithful to you for the next 5 years. No, I'm not.
Right. All right, so we all agree. Just be honest about how you really feel.
Boom.
And move on. So say Los Gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness. I can't lie, I wanted you
to... Hey. It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg, we together. Hey. And we got something? We got Summer Jams? Let's give away some Summer Jams. Why not? Call right now. Summer Jam, June 12th, MetLife Stadium. We got some tickets for you. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. And up next, Laura Stiles, The Flashing Lights.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know what artist is getting her own biopic. But I'm actually very excited about this. I think it's time for people to hear her story. Break it down coming up, Flashing Lights.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, we're about midway through the 2022 season, year. Mm-hmm. We've had some amazing hip-hop albums this year so far, in my opinion. Rosenberg, do you take time? Are you the type, you're a ranker. You love a good ranking.
I do love a ranking.
Have you taken the time out to think of your album of the year or maybe even the top five?
No.
What about you, Cast One?
No, I haven't.
I got a couple that I think are sitting in there for now.
Who you got?
Okay.
Who you got?
Got
in
my top five?
Yeah.
The year so far, I got Pusha.
Yeah, me too. I'm with
Kendrick.
You.
Okay, I'm with you on those two.
Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? I might have Favio. Let's see how the rest of the year pans out.
But
if we're talking about rap,
Tyler?
We're talking about hip hop.
Was Tyler this
Tyler
year?
Tyler was last year. No, Tyler was last year.
I get confused. Right? Oh, last year.
Tyler was last year. Cole Offseason was last year, technically.
Right.
Drake was this year. CLB was this year, right?
No, that was last year, too, no?
CLB
was... Oh, I don't know.
CLB...
I don't know.
Donda and Drake were this year.
Yeah.
Early.
What? Early. It was February, right? February, March.
I get so confused.
No, no, maybe, no, you might be right.
No, because it was Donda 2. Kanye Donda 2 was Donda this year. 2 so last was year, this year. Last year was Drake and Donda.
Got it. Yeah, he's right. You're right. So, Pusha Kendrick, Favio.
September 21, yeah.
I'm a big fan. I got to tell y'all, Summer Jam artist Benny the Butcher, that Tana Talk 4, big fan.
Tana Talk 4 is good.
Big fan.
I would say the, this is a little sleeper. The Denzel Curry album is fantastic.
Denzel Curry, ladies and gentlemen, fire. Another fire album that's out right now. If you don't know, DC Raps, let's talk DC. IDK has a fire project right now.
Yeah, that is dope.
The K Tronada project.
Yeah, that K Tronada Taco, that record, and a bunch of other ones on there.
That's crazy. I love K Tronada.
K Tronada's crazy. But anyway, just thought, you know, midweek hit entering June. You know, it's a lot of people gearing up to drop more projects. You know, once summertime hits, people back outside, clubbing, traveling, some more albums on the way. But I would say my top three right now, this is not in order. Because it definitely what gets the most play ends up giving me my ranking. But Pusha T, Kendrick, Tana Talk 4, and IDK. That's getting the most burn for me right now.
Wow. The IDK, all right. I didn't even listen to it yet. Didn't it just come out?
Yeah, it's been out, but it's, whew, man.
Oh, it came out two, three weeks ago already. Wow, I'm late.
Yeah, we're going to play some of that. Also, I got a good call, Rahsaan. Conway's album was this year?
Yep. God Forgives, I Don't.
That was this year?
Yeah, it was like weeks away from Tana Talk 4.
Damn. That Conway album's fire, too. Forgot about that.
A little outside of hip-hop, that Bad Bunny album is fire.
Yo, listen.
Facts. You know what? That Hold up, Lauren. Hold Let me up. Reel everything back. That's definitely in my top five this year.
But we was talking, we said hip-hop, though, I think. I think I said
yeah,
hip-hop.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You said hip-hop.
Yo, that Bad Bunny album, fam.
Yeah. Shh.
Mucho fire. Fuego.
Mucho Fuego.
Caliente.
Facts.
That thing, right? Yo, if you just like music, that Bad Bunny album is something special. Seriously. Let's go. Flashing Lights Time with lovely Lady Laura.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles can put us on.
So I've always felt like this person just needs like a very movie about her, you know. Little Kim is saying that a biopic is in the works. She told the New York Post that it's happening. She didn't give much details on who'll be playing her, anything like that. But Little Kim's story, if they really tell it correctly and they open up about everything she went through, and I'm talking about, like, you know, outside of her being a fashion icon, but the ups downs, the abuse, the reason for the plastic surgery, like. Her story has so, so much, and I don't think people really realize it unless you're like a super Kim fan, but I think it's a very important story to tell, a very important hip-hop story. So we'll see. She just, you know, she told the New York Post during the special ceremony that they had for Big at the Empire State Building. So.
Yo, listen. But Kim deserves all the flowers, without question. Without question.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it, but we'll see. Did you guys also see something that's amazing? That Time presented Mary J. Blige in the icon section of the 100 Most Influential People.
I did not. Wow. I did not see that story.
Yes, alongside Keanu Reeves, Adele, John Batiste, Issa Rae. But it just feels good that Mary J. Blige is being honored and they're giving her flowers. You know, she obviously deserves it, but it's good to see that she's in good spirits receiving them and she feels loved.
That's right. Love you, Mary.
Did you guys also see that part of that Time 100 was Pete Davidson? Y'all peeped that?
What about it?
No, what? It was like he was part of the Time also 100 Most Influential People.
I mean, Pete Davidson. Very popping right now.
Kris Jenner was there, Candace Parker, Joe Rogan, Jasmine Sullivan, Questlove, Oprah, Zendaya also made
the list. Deal with how random this list is. So
I got a question. Did I imagine that Pete Davidson was stepping down from SNL?
No, he didn't.
That's happening?
He had his last episode Saturday. And right. For some reason, he thought it was a good idea to have that weird long handlebar mustache for his last episode. I don't understand what was being thought about there.
Yo, a few do you guys people are stepping down.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people. Adi Bryant, Kate McKinnon, Pete Davidson, and Kyle Mooney all stepping down.
It's time for a re-up on SNL. It's ran its course, huh?
I guess. I mean, they never. Adi Bryant's a big loss, but she has her own TV show, I think, on Netflix. And Kyle Mooney was so funny, man. I just felt like they never did enough with that dude. He's such a funny dude. But by the way,
I like Kate McKinnon. Kate McKinnon's hilarious.
Oh, she's like an iconic level SNL performer. But I just find it interesting that it doesn't seem like guys. Kim has started like dressing Pete Davidson, Laura. He seems stylistically like he's still on his own.
Because Kim don't know how to dress. Kanye dressed Kim.
Kanye got Kim hot.
Don't ever forget that.
Kim has said, even when she received her Fashion Icon Award, she thanked Kanye because Kanye was the one behind her style. But she does have access, to your point, Rosenberg, to all the designers, so she could just get someone to dress Pete if she wanted to. You know what I mean?
They ain't got the sauce like that, fam.
I think she does.
She stayed pretty saucy post-Kanye. She's still pretty saucy.
Nope. I'm not saying she makes the decisions, Ebro. He's friends with people who could make those decisions.
She don't know the right people, man.
I'll disagree with you. She's not John Blaze like that
with the fashion fans. She's not John Blaze.
Time is 8:53. Today is a high of 68 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Did you see Kanye's Gap clothing? I think she got out at the right time.
She's not John Blaze like that, fam.
It ain't no Ralph, though.
Take a minute to talk to you about something that...
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.